Hey everybody, welcome to another Classic Game Time, where you can listen to me play a game, a classic game, on a non-radio, which is at anonradio.net, or you can watch the video at tubenix.org. That's TOOBNIX.org. And, yeah, we can, I'm always looking for, people's, comments, and I'm hoping that you'll subscribe, to my channel on TubeNix, and that you're enjoying, that you'll enjoy the show today. Today we're playing Simon's Quest. So let's get to it. Alright, so for those of you that are unfamiliar with me, I'm DJ SCM. I have two other shows on Anon Radio. I have a show called Great Selections, which is just a music, chill beat, kind of electronic show. And I also have another show called Gray Reflections, which is a live show where we talk about technology and have some great chill beats to listen to, and it's a participatory show, meaning that you can join the chat and talk with others and myself while we listen to music. This show, Classic Game Time, is pre-recorded, and Gray Reflections is pre-recorded as well. I'm sorry, Gray Selections is pre-recorded, and Classic Game Time is pre-recorded, but Gray Reflections is live. And you can learn more about these shows by just visiting anonradio.net. So I especially like the music in this show. I mean, in this game. We're playing. Oh, I should say what we're playing. Playing Castlevania 2. It's an interesting game, for sure. Oh, and right off, I'm dead. Of course. Very dramatic music when you die. And I died again. So getting my groove on with these classic games, it's been a long time. Everything, you know, in early NES games, Nintendo Entertainment System games. It's all about timing, right? Timing your jumps. This fellow I just talked to me told me that clues to Dracula's riddle are in the town of Veros. Okay. Cool. So it's kind of neat in this game. You can talk to people. What a horrible night to have a curse. Oh no. Okay, so it's dark now in the village. Oh, okay. There we go. This is where the evil comes out to harm you. Okay. Yeah, I should also mention that I'm trying to beat all 700 plus North American officially released Nintendo games, Nintendo Entertainment System games, and I just died, and I need to continue. Last week we played Kung Fu, and this week it's Castlevania 2. Oh, and I'm not playing very well. I need to time my jumps better. So, oh, evidently you can't go inside the building when it's nighttime. Darn. Alright. Playing a little better here. Wondering how long nighttime lasts. Oops. Just got hit. Yeah, I'm wondering how I can move forward here in this game. It's not obvious to me. There you go, this way. All right, I am now out of the village and into the forest. It's very dark and scary. We've got werewolves and skeletons coming at me. Alright, I'm back from the forest and back into the village. I'll talk to some more people and see if that I may have missed. Buy a white crystal. I don't think I have enough. No thanks. I don't really know what to do with that. So, for those of you who don't know, I like to go through a game without looking up any hints, and oh, a crooked deal. The person here says a crooked trader is offering bum deals in this town. Huh. I'm gonna go into the sanctuary here and heal up. Yeah, so like I was saying, I try to play all the games through, without looking up, you know, any hints or anything like that. If I get stuck in a game after really making a good attempt at, getting through the game, then I will look up hints, because I think games are supposed to be fun. You don't need to bang your head against the wall if you've really made an honest effort. Okay, so this guy is telling me that the first thing I should do is buy a white crystal. And another guy is telling me that there's a crooked dealer. So 13 clues will solve Dracula's riddle. Okay, that's cool. What else? Says, I have a friend in the town of Aldra. Go and see him. Okay. Gotta time my jumps here. I kept dying last time. Magic potion will destroy the wall of evil. Okay. All good things to know. Rumor has it the ferryman at Dead River loves garlic. Okay. Buy a thorn rip for 100. I don't think I have any money. I'm not exactly sure how to tell. Look it up. Yeah, I don't think I have any money. Alright, I'm gonna soldier on. Talk with a few more villagers, and then I'm heading into the forest. A flame is on top of the 6th tree in Dennis Woods. Okay. All kinds of stuff that makes no sense to me right now. So, clues to the Dracula riddle is in the town of Venos. Just gonna go up here and talk to this guy, and then I'm heading over into the forest. Oh no, I fell. Oh no, and I fell in the water. Need to be more careful. No, I'm not buying a white crystal. Not yet. Oh, I can buy... This guy is trying to sell me holy water. Probably should have that, but I'm not going to go for that right now. This is just sort of a casual playthrough, you know? Just want to see what's what. I'm sure I'm going to regret not getting these items. Alright, into the forest, where there's evil. Even in the daytime. Oh, here we go. I'm going to curse mode. Now the forest is dark. Actually turns sort of like a blue with green trees. Skeletons and werewolves. Ooh, a fish man. Or I assume a man, I don't really know. A fish thing just jumped out of the water. Ugh. The Hills Nintendo perfectly timed jumps get me every time. Alright, I'm gonna continue on. Ugh. That fish thing knocked me into the water. I didn't have a chance to jump. Wow, I barely made that jump. Oh, wow. And they're spitting out firewalls. I was already hard enough to jump. Ugh. Without fireballs hitting me, knocking me in the water. Ah. All those jumps, they keep getting me. Alright, I made it. Phew. Now, on to the other stuff. So I'm guessing I'm heading into the other town there, that Venros, or Venros, whatever it's called. Once I get through all this, through all these woods. A lot of skeletons to deal with. Do whether I should go down these stairs or what? Let's go down. Find out. Seems to be a safer way to go. Now I'm going underground. Oh, and here I am, into town. Bat just hurt me the minute I went in. Wow, they're really strong. Okay. Well, I can't go into any of these, like go inside to any of these buildings because it's dark. And there's monsters out. Oh wow. All of the monsters in this town are way stronger. Oh, the morning sun has vanquished the horrible night. Yes. Perfect. New people to talk to. Okay. More clues about... More people saying clues are in Alba. It says, "You look pale, my son. You must rest in the church." This person says, "I have a friend waiting for me in Aljiba." Well, I'm gonna go into the church to get some love here. I'm gonna rest. Actually, I wasn't even that hurt. I don't even know why I went there. Alright, what else is going on here? Jump in here. Oh, nobody's here. I'll just walk through this town. Let's see, visit some rooms. Nobody's in here. Or visit these buildings. Not a whole lot going on. Alright, now I'm in some like cave looking like thing. Flying eyeball is hurting me. Not sure how to kill it. Just keeps bouncing me back. back into the town. Well, I was able to kill it, but boy, I don't know how I'm gonna get these skeletons on the platform. Oh, that's like lava. I could be in it. It didn't kill me. Off. But it hurt me. Wow, that's not. So good. I just tried walking through it because I was feeling lazy. Wow, that's tough. Now, I seem to remember when I played this having the ability to throw Like, not just having a whip, but like a way to throw something. Like something glass. So that was sort of an extra weapon for to deal with these things that are further away. A glass bottle or something. Alright, there's another skeleton down. Keep making my way through this cave. Can't seem to get myself up the, up onto this block without hurting myself. Okay, I did it. Oh, okay. So now the curse is in effect in the dark here. I don't know why it really makes much difference. I'm in a horrible place already. Enemies don't get stronger. So, whatever. Maybe they are a little stronger. No, guess not. It seemed like I was taking more hits. To kill off these weird eyeball guys, but okay, I'm now in the woods. But with spiders. And I am dead. Get past these spiders. Spinning webs at me, which hurt me. Now I've got skeletons to deal with. Wow, a lot of hits to kill off these skeletons. 4 hits? That seems like a lot more than what it took before. Darn, getting through these woods, it's proving quite the challenge. And I'm back in the town. But it's dark out, so I can't do anything. Or the curse is on, or whatever. Same thing. Wow. Holy cow, if these green zombie guys are really difficult to kill. A lot worse than what they were. Oh yes, excellent, the morning sun is back. Yes. Phew. Those monsters were getting tough. I don't know what town I'm in. It's definitely a different one. Go and visit Nobody's in there. I don't see anybody in the town at all. And then I died. In the town. Continue on. Wow, I'm in a town, but nobody's here. Nobody outside the town walking. There's no church. Oh, there's a guy. Buy some garlic, it has special powers. Okay. More clues in the woods, apparently. Huh. The Dead River waits to be freed from the curse. To restore your life, shout in front of the church. How do I do that? This one guy says, I refuse to exchange my crystal for yours. Okay. I don't have a crystal. So that's strange. I don't even see the church, so I'm not exactly sure where I'm supposed to shout. So, I don't know what that's all about. Oh, you know what? I think those crystals are the other things that you can use them to throw at an enemy instead of just using your whip. I'm not sure how I could jump up here. I don't think you can. Nope. Definitely not. Can't seem to get past a spot. Oh, here comes the curse. His hands reaching out of the ground at me. I'm just not sure. Maybe I need to just go back to town to go, just go back here and start collecting some items. Try to buy a crystal from somewhere. I guess I'm gonna backtrack and do that. Thank you. More spiders and more skeletons in the woods. Spiders shooting webs at you, which hurt you. Just sort of backtrack here and explore areas that I haven't been. I definitely think that this game is going to be a hint game. From what I remember when I played it when I was younger. Definitely a hint game for sure. These skeletons are not that bad, but these flying eyeball things are a pain. Oh wow, I'm in a totally different area than where I was. So I'm sort of like in the underground. Flying eyeballs and skeletons. And there's these moving stones that are hard to jump on. Where am I? Oh, dead. Yeah, I keep stumbling across these areas and I can't. I keep coming across these areas and I can't. Do anything about it. Like I can't cross them because there's water or whatever. Oh, here comes the morning sun. That's good. But I'm still underground, so so many skeletons and stuff. Alright, so let's keep on backtracking. Go to some different places that I've not been before. See if I've missed something along the way. I think I should buy a crystal. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna go back to the first village where I started out. But it's gonna be a lot of work to get there. Okay. Almost back to the village. Now I'm back in the dungeon area, or underground, I guess you could call it. And I'm dead. Yeah, the enemies definitely get progressively harder, meaning they're taking more hits. I wonder if I walk in this poison, try to jump out of it. What's over here for me? If anything. Oh, there was no benefit to that at all. Well, back to nighttime again. Great. And walking through that poison or whatever it is, lava, just hurt me quite a bit. I had no choice. Yeah, at night, when there's a curse, I think it takes the skeletons take more hits. The enemies take more hits. Whoa, where am I? Whoa. What? How did I get here? This is like a boss stage, it looks like. But there's no way I can't get to that guy. Because, I don't know. There's water there and stuff. Looks like he's got some people hanging or something. Crazy. It's like a big castle. Huh. Kinda lost, actually. All right, we'll keep going. Yeah, I definitely think I ventured out a little bit too far. And I'm dead in the water. I will continue. Boy, I don't know how much further I need to go before I get back to my first town. Been doing this for a long time. Getting there. I recognize this part. Fishmen jumping at me with their flames. So close, getting across. Oh good, the morning is coming back. Doesn't really help me at this area, but it's morning. Alright. Finally past that part. Almost back to... Oh nice, one hit and these skeletons are dead. Back to where I started. Okay, back to my original town, where I will buy a crystal. Okay, I bought a white crystal. How I'm supposed to use it? Let's see. So, I see that I have a white crystal, but I'm not sure if to equip it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. Definitely go in the church here to get better. Excellent. Well, evidently, the first thing to do in this town is buy a white crystal, but what I'm going to do with it, I don't know. I think that's all I need to buy here. All right, onward through the woods. And I died again. Although I feel like I'm getting better at this stone bridge part. Oh boy, here we go. Nighttime again. I'm always falling off into the water. Always falling down. Okay, so we're making some headway here. I'm gonna try equipping the white crystal. There just doesn't seem to be a way to do that, from what I can tell. I don't know what use it is. Thank you. more of this poison stuff to jump over. Wow, I'm having a hard time jumping here. Alright, cleared the poison area. More skeletons and jumping flaming guys. Jumping fishmen to the fireballs. Time to continue. Oh boy, I get so close to clearing this one spot and this fish guy gets me. Alright, we're getting there. Oh no, back to this big castle that I can't fight in. Oh wait, look at this. Now I have a, so I'm back where this boss was before, but the difference is now I've been given a platform that I can jump on to fight him. So I'm thinking getting that white crystal was the key to, you know, so the game would advance, so that I could be advanced in the game. So I have advanced, and I need to somehow fight this guy. So, we'll do that. I will fight this guy. Yes. Okay. Think about that. How am I gonna do that? I have a feeling he's just gonna knock me down. See if I can get up there. Alright! Oh, so he's not an end boss. This looks like a town that's been under siege or something like that, from what I can tell. Maybe there is a boss at some point in here for me to fight. Well, that's progress, right? We made a lot of progress so far today. I am starting to figure out how this game, I think, is all supposed to be, how I'm supposed to progress in the game here. Oh, you can fall down by pushing down. You can, like, fall down to another level by holding the down button. I didn't know that, and I'm in a spot that I don't want to be. Oh. I don't think... I don't think I pushed down that time. I think there's a like a spot in the floor that drops you. Yep. There's like a missing, like a loose block that you can, that if you step on, it bumps you down a level. And I am paying for it. I'm having a hard time getting past all these people that are trying to stab me. I have to think this through and not land in that spot again. Ah! I got over it, but then I was killed. And I fell down again. Why? There are just so many enemies on this level. And the spot here is crazy. Oh, so close. So many enemies on these platforms. Okay, I made it this far. Now there's these weird slime drops coming down on me. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do here. Guess nothing. Except die. Right. Just trying to concentrate here and beat all of the enemies on this level. Very difficult. Yep, it's challenging. There's a lot of there's just a lot of enemies on this level. I'm not exactly sure how to move forward. So I'm sort of backtracking now. I think that's the thing with these Nintendo games, right? You sort of... you end up in places you shouldn't be, and then you realize, well, I need to backtrack and go the other direction. It's sort of part of the gameplay, you know, it's like almost like the creators expected you to go the wrong way initially, before you figured out the right way. I'm making a little progress here. Just as we're starting to run out of time. Everyone, thanks for listening while I did a playthrough of Castlevania 2 on the Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES. You can watch this video on TubeNix. That's TOOBNIX.org. I'll post a video up there, and you can see my horrible gameplay. But it was fun, and that's the whole point, right? Just have some fun. Yeah, so next time, I'm not sure what I'll be playing. That's part of the fun of it. I think I certainly have gotten the hang of Castlevania 2, and I definitely have a better idea as to how to go about it the next time I play it. The good news is that there are plenty of other games that can be played. And we'll be playing them. So until then, I hope everyone's having an awesome day and gets a chance to play a classic game, because I think classic games are really a lot of fun, right? Sure. And please tune in to my other shows if you get the chance. That's Great Selections. That's happening tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow. And then there's Grey Reflections, which is shortly after that. Really. So until then, I hope everyone has an awesome day, and